And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Maybe you're wondering, how can I grow my network marketing business? Well, my name is Ray Higdon, and over the last 3 years, I've helped network marketers just like you bring in over 300,000 new customers, 71,000 new reps, and achieve 14,000 rank advances. Let me show you what is working. So first thing I'm going to cover is what to do if you're frustrated. That is really, really gonna help you out. Next, I'm gonna share how to best work with your team. And lastly, we'll talk about how to stay consistent. Without being consistent, you are not gonna reach your potential, so let's get you there. So what do you do if you're frustrated? Well, I have a couple suggestions, but the first one is understand, what is frustration? Frustration is we think we should be in a certain place, and here's where we think we are, and it's the gap in between. So where I think I should be versus where I think I am, that gap is the level of frustration I'm generating in my life. Now, both of these are opinions, right? They're opinions based on maybe what you wanted or what you dreamed of or what you intended on or hoped for versus usually an even worse opinion than your actual situation, because we do tend to beat ourselves up, don't we? So I want you to embrace the concept that network marketing, like any kind of sales, it really does depend on numbers. How many people are you talking to? How many people are you following up with? How many people are you getting in front of the presentation? And it does also include your mindset. So the combination of your work that you're doing, exactly how many people did I ask if they were open, and your mindset about how you feel about your journey is a big deal. So I have a cool exercise for you. And this is something very powerful. I do it myself. I do it when I'm feeling frustrated, and I think it'll help you out. Here's what you do. You stand up, eyes closed, and I want you to move slowly counterclockwise. And I want you to actually express your frustrations. Now, a lot of people won't tell you that. They'll tell you to only focus on what you want. Only speak the positive. Don't say anything about the bad. And it's the things that you're suppressing that are sucking the energy out of you. And so get them out there. Here's what I've noticed from doing this kind of exercise for quite a while, is that when I express the things that I'm frustrated with, but then quickly, do something else, which I'll show you, when I express them, they lose their power over me. And so take a second, it'll take about a minute, stand up, eyes closed, go counterclockwise with your body, slowly moving, and express all your frustrations, express your fears, express the things that are really bothering you. Get them out of your system. Then stop, go clockwise, and say all the things that you want. See, the reason that people stay frustrated is energetically, that's what they're associating, and they don't take the time to shift gears. And so this is a very powerful exercise. If you do this, when you get frustrated, you're gonna see your life change. It's changed mine, it's changed a lot of my clients as well. So how should you be working with your team? Well, first of all, you should be doing what you wish they were doing. Right? You should be reaching out to people. You should bring in new customers, bring in new recruits. You should be doing the work that you wish those guys were doing. Too often, a leader will recruit some people, they'll stop that energy, and then focus on management mode. And management mode isn't very inspiring. It's not very exciting. And this is going to hit you hard. The more personal time you spend with each individual in your organization, they think they have to do that to people they bring in, and they don't have the time for that, so it's actually sabotage. That might hurt you a little bit. That might sting a little bit. Whatever you do for your team, they think they have to do. Do most people start network marketing full-time or part-time? part-time. So if you spend an amazing amount of time, each individual rep you have in your organization, they may say thank you, but in the back of their head, they're saying no thank you. I don't want to do that. I don't have the time for that. If I recruited three people, I literally can't see my kids, because whatever you do for your team, they think they have to do. So I want you to understand that. Here's how to actually work with them. If you have someone that isn't working, isn't doing the work, you wish that they would do more, love them for where they are, acknowledge them, don't pressure them. See if they're, you can not check on them, because that is viewed as a, when are you going to do something? But instead, you can inform them. Hey, I don't know if you know this or not, or if you want to participate, but we have a contest. Hey, I don't know if you know this or not, we got a new flavor. We just launched in Uzbekistan, whatever, right? You can tell them updates, but do not try to pressure them into working more. The longer you keep them around the campfire, the more likely they'll catch a spark. So don't make them feel bad for their lack of action. Here's how to handle the people in action. So if someone comes to you and says, hey, I want to crush it, I want to rock this thing, I want to make it happen, then here's the very simple approach. Go do this, report back in. So what does that look like? That could be go watch the fast start, report back in, and let's see what questions you have. Or go prospect five people, report back in, let me know how it went, and let's see what we got to tweak. And so anyone can do that, right? Anyone can tell someone, go do this, report back in. Very simple, and it's very helpful. Now, if they have a training type question, you should be pointing them to a video that either you created or the company created. You should not be spending an hour with them on the phone to explain a concept when it's not recorded, they can't rewind it, they can't replay it, it's not uploaded into the cloud, they can't point a new rep to it. It's basically you spending your time, which they think they'll have to do. It's actually sabotaging them. Before I get to my last point, make sure you click that subscribe button. If you're serious about growing a network marketing business, we upload a lot of new content every single month, and some of this are, these are the areas that you may be struggling with or that you need to improve. So click that subscribe button. All right, so how to stay consistent. And consistency is the name of the game. This is the thing. And this is true no matter what you're doing. You may have heard my example of dancing, how when I started, I was really, really bad, and I just kept showing up, kept learning, kept being open-minded, and now I've competed in one, I'm getting ready to compete in another one. This is also true of meditation. I started meditation about 10 months ago, did everything wrong. I laid down when they told me to sit up. I let my body rule me, so I had all these aches and things, I'd scratch my face, and my thoughts were all over the place. Well, with consistency of just showing up and getting better, I've now meditated. I've had 4-hour meditations. I've actually had extremely powerful experiences in meditation where, I just felt happier. I felt more joy. It's just amazing. I wouldn't trade it for the world, but I had to be consistent. There's so many areas of my life where when I started, I sucked, but I just kept going. You need to keep going. How do you keep going? Right? And there's a lot of factors to consistency. We do dive deeper into this in some of the other videos on this channel, but remember why you started is a very important one. You started for a reason. You started because maybe you wanted to, get away from that, boss that doesn't appreciate you, or you wanted to stop having to work that second job, or you wanted to have mom care, not daycare. I know a lot of women that started network marketing that they wanted mom care, not daycare. They just wanted to make a few hundred extra bucks a month so that they could spend more time, with their kids. Maybe that's you. That's still important. Don't lose sight of that. So, keep showing up on the days that you don't want to and become more defiant. Defiance is a tool. Defiance is powerful. And so on the days that you don't want to feel like it and you don't feel like doing the work, defy that. Become more defiant. Show up on those days and you'll see new results in your life that you just never would have gotten had you not been so consistent. Now, here's a way for you to become more defiant in your business is start to become more defiant in other areas of your life. For example, with me, I had heard of the different health benefits of cold showers. And so I hate cold showers. They totally suck, let's be honest. But I had heard that they help with your metabolism, they help with circulation, and they help with a lot of different things. So I knew that they were good. I never wanted to do them. So I started doing them. And so I can tell you to this day, especially, you know, here as of the shooting, I'm in Utah. The water is colder in Utah than in Florida, I admit. But I've taken 2 warm showers in the last 10 months. And I hate every one of them, but it's a form, and more than the health benefits, because there are some, it's more about me being the master, being in control. When I became the master of just cold showers, when I became the master of that, all of a sudden I found it easier to become the master of food, lost 30 pounds. All of a sudden I became the master of meditation, started reaching new levels of meditation where I wasn't before. Right. And so if you can start to become defiant in other areas of your life, you can bring that attitude, you can bring that defiance into your business as well, and that'll help you with your consistency.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.